Bible reading number 124. 1 Samuel 13 verses 4 through 14. Saul sinned at Gilgal. Saul was 30 years old when he became king. He was king over Israel for 42 years. Saul chose for himself 3,000 soldiers from Israel. There were 2,000 men who were with him at Michmash in the mountains of Bethel, and 1,000 men were with Jonathan at Gibeah in the territory of Benjamin. Saul sent all the rest of the men back home. Jonathan attacked the Philistine fort that was in Geba, and the other Philistines heard about it. Saul said, "Let the Hebrew people hear what has happened." So he told the men to blow trumpets throughout all the land of Israel. All Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine fort. Now the Philistines will truly hate Israel. Then the Israelite army was called out to follow Saul at Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered to fight Israel. They had 3,000 chariots and 6,000 charioteers. The number of their soldiers was very large, like the grains of sand on the beach. The Philistines came and camped at Michmash, which is east of Beth-Aven. The Israelites saw that they were outnumbered, and that they were in trouble. So they hid in caves, in holes, in rocky crags, in pits, and in cisterns. Some Hebrews crossed over the Jordan River to the land of Gad and Gilead. However, Saul was still staying at Gilgal. All of his army followed him, but they were trembling with fear. Saul waited for 7 days, because that was the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal right away, and Saul's soldiers began leaving him. So Saul said, "Bring me the whole burnt offering and the peace offerings." Then Saul offered the whole burnt offering. Just as Saul finished offering the burnt offering, look, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet him and to greet him. Samuel asked him, "What have you done?" Saul answered, "I saw that the soldiers were abandoning me, and you did not come on time, and the Philistines were gathering at Michmash. So I thought, the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not asked for Yahweh's approval. Therefore I forced myself to offer the whole burnt offering." But Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted so foolishly. You have not obeyed your God Yahweh's command that he gave to you. If you had obeyed him, then Yahweh would have caused your dynasty to continue in Israel forever. But now your dynasty will not last. Yahweh is searching for the kind of man he wants. Yahweh has given the order that another man be a prince over his people. Yahweh is doing this because you have not obeyed his command."